Good Chodesh. Hope you had a wonderful summer, able to relax, unwind, refresh. Because the month that we have ahead of us is an incredible one. The truth is that the quality of every spiritual experience depends on the amount of preparation we invest beforehand. The days of Elul are valuable. They're an incredible opportunity to prepare, not just for Rosh Hashanah, but for Yom Kippur too. And let's face it, what better way to do that than working on Atfilah? The main way that we connect to Hashem over Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur is by standing in front of Him in a heartfelt prayer. And therefore, the more that we invest in our tefillah over this month, the more that we work at it, the better we become at it, the more of a meaningful, powerful experience we'll have over the Yomim Noraim. It's worth it. It's a highly, highly valuable investment. In fact, many of the minhagim that we have over this month enable us to set the tone, to get into the mode, whether it's those that are starting slichas, whether it's those that are blowing the shofar every single day, or saying the David Hashem Oiri, Tehillim chapter 27, morning and evening. All of these minhagim are valuable and useful and powerful. Truth is, the David Hashem Oiri is a relatively recent minhag, somewhat controversial. Some Hasidim don't say it, those that follow the minhag of the Vilna Gaon don't say it, but mainstream practice is to say it. Whether we do it at Shacharis at Mincha or Shacharis at Maariv, it doesn't matter, it's the same concept. The basic source for it is a Medrash. The David Hashem Oiri, light, that's Rosh Hashanah. A day of piercing clarity. A day when we clarify for ourselves what life's about, when we're real with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, with our Emunah. Yishi, the salvation. That's Yom Kippur, where HaKadosh Baruch Hu protects us and saves us. Saves us from ourselves, from the mistakes that we've made. Purifies us, enables us to come back to Him with tshuva. Ki yitz b'neini b'sukkoi. A clear reference to Sukkos. Sefer Panim Yofas explains that Hashem's name appears 13 times in this chapter of Tehillim, corresponding to the Yud Gimel Midas HaRachamim, the 13 attributes of mercy that are so readily available to us at this time. This is a time of tremendous closeness to Hashem. In fact, Binyamin Beinish writes, if you recite this Mizmor after Shemoneh Esrei, during the Aseres Metshuva, guaranteed that Hashem will fulfill your requests. Sounds good. In the Sefer Zechira, which is the Sefer of Skulas, it says that if you recite it from Elul all the way till Simchas Torah, you're guaranteed to have Arichas Yomim. The point is that Elul is a time of closeness. What I really want. Shivti beveis Hashem kol yimei chayai. To be in Hashem's space, Hashem's house. Lachzois b'nayam Hashem. To see, to perceive the pleasantness of Hashem. That's what it's all about over this month. It's not meant to be a painful experience, it's meant to be a pleasurable experience. Nayam Hashem. So for the next few days, we're going to work through this chapter to understand a little bit more, because it's powerful, it's valuable, and it will help us get into the mood of Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur.